This is the PNB Elections Committee meeting for Tuesday, July 6, 2010. I'm Bill Crozier, chair of the committee, calling the meeting to order. It's 7:38 p.m. Central Time. Beg your pardon?
When I get in the elevator, I know I'm going to lose them.
Okay.
Hello?
Ken, can you go ahead and call the roll, please?
Okay. And the roll is Tracy Rosenberg.
They're Dan. Calling the roll now. You can go down. I'm going to stay here until I can get there.
Who's that? Who's talking back there? Could you please stop it? Tracy Rosenberg, Dan Stevens, Anthony Fest.
Here.
Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
Okay, Ken Aaron, present. Fred Klunder. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Okay, Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Good. Melinda Ilyadon. Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Okay, Renee Bowser.
Here.
Okay, Peter Tucker. And Alex Steinberg. Russell Dale.
Here.
Okay, Manasia Saba. Manasia. Manasia?
Yes, here.
Okay, did I hear Dan Spiegel? Tracy Rosen. No, okay, I have time.
Good night.
Okay, so we're missing Tracy and Dan Siegel. Anybody
Fred
else?
Fred Klunder.
Fred Klunder and Melinda.
Fred
okay.
Klunder
oh,
is here.
Fred oh, okay. Hi, Fred.
Here.
Hi there.
And Peter Tucker. And Alex Steinberg.
Okay. All right, well, good evening, everybody, and thank you, Ken, for calling the roll. I guess I'll read the draft agenda, and then for anybody that might be listening on the stream, it's also on the KPFT calendar, which you can get to by going to kpftx.org and clicking on the calendar, Pacifica calendar link, and then today's date. First thing we have is call to order and roll call, which we just did. Number two, approval of agenda, 10 minutes. Number three, approval of June 8th meeting minutes, 5 minutes. Number four, report from the National Election Supervisor and with update on progress for 2010 elections, 15 minutes. Number five, report from each station area, RE elections, and premises, please have specifics on any problems or other items needing retention and what needs to be done about them.
This is Arlene.
Hi, Arlene. We're going over the draft agenda.
Hi, Arlene. Sorry, I'm a little late.
Okay.
I'm at WBAI trying to help solve a phone system.
Okay, thank you. Well, we're just
okay.
Getting started. So we had 45 minutes allocated to that report from each station area. Number six, proposal from NES, RE election cost savings, and combination paper and electronic voting. I didn't have a time on that, but we can add one if you want. Number seven, new business, 15 minutes. I don't know of any. Number eight, confirm next meeting date, tentatively Tuesday, August 10th, 5 minutes for that. Review number nine, review action items, 5 minutes. And adjourn. So any
Chair,
to the agenda?
I'd like to make a request for change in the agenda. This is Ken.
Yes, Ken.
I'd like to take number six, having to do with changing protocols or procedures for the elections, and move it till after certification of the current elections. I don't think we have any spare time to discuss activities which won't have any impact until 2012. We have issues on the plate now. I wouldn't want to take any time during this meeting to discuss something with such a future impact. And then also I'd like to add an address to the violation of the plan.
Well, let's do one thing at a time.
Okay, we do one at a time. So I'd like to remove number six from the agenda.
Okay, anybody want to speak about that?
Well, can you explain what number six is? So that to give some breath to what you're trying to remove.
It was distributed in Bill's email, a proposal from Renee to implement electronic voting in some kind of a scheme in the upcoming 2012 election. I don't know what mandate she's following on that, but it's an interesting idea. And,
2012 election?
Pardon me?
Did you say 2012 election?
Yeah, we're not. There's not going to be another election.
Can I clarify? Well, my suggestion is we hear her proposal, because a lot of people haven't read it, I don't believe.
Well, her
proposal was to consider doing something this year, and that's why it might be helpful. You know, I have this after the major portion of the meeting, so if we don't get to it, we don't get to it. But I'd prefer to leave it on the agenda, so at least we can hear what she's talking about and answer questions about it.
Okay, but I still move to remove it. We have too many pressing issues. I don't want to.
Okay.
You know, that'll take a good half hour. I want to have my motion voted on anyhow.
Okay. Anybody else want to talk about the motion to remove number 6 from the agenda?
This is Sean.
Yes, Sean?
Yeah, I totally support removing this from the agenda. The PNB, in fact, did mandate that this be taken up during the 2012 election. Nobody has given any authority to anyone within the organization to move it down to 2010. It has a lot of questions. It also needs to be something that the membership is going to be needed to be educated about. Anybody who's familiar with this issue knows that it's a hot button issue when it comes to software and electronic voting, and so it should be moved up. If it isn't moved up and we discuss it tonight, I have four or five very simple questions concerning the security and the validity of such a move, which I think should be held off till 2012 at a minimum.
Okay, anybody
Bill,
else want to talk
Fred
about Ken's? Yes, Fred?
Yeah, this is Fred. I'll say something briefly with respect to my L.A. colleagues. I see no harm in initiating exercise of listening. It will not impact the other budget items. It does no harm. And it's free speech radio news. So let's not remove it, please.
Okay. Can we go ahead and vote on this? This is Ken's proposal to remove number 6 from the agenda, which is the proposal from the NES RE on elections cost savings, combination paper and electronic voting. So if you vote yes, then you're voting to remove this from the agenda. You want to call the roll, Ken?
Okay. Just to remove item 6 from the agenda. Tracy Rosenberg's not here. Dan Steele not here. Anthony Best?
No.
Okay. Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Okay. Ken Aaron, yes. Fred Hunt? Bill Crozier?
No.
Okay. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Okay. Melinda Dawn? Oh, she's not here. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Okay. Renee Bowser? Peter Tucker? Alex Steinberg's not here. Russell Dale?
No.
And Manage?
No.
Okay. And I'm just going to check on the people who didn't vote. Fred Klunder?
No.
Okay. And Melinda is not here. Renee Bowser didn't vote. So the motion fails.
Okay. Other changes to the agenda?
I would like to add, at some point prior to new business, or maybe it would be in new business, an address to the violation of the Pacifica election policy, the requirement for cards to be played during the nomination period, has been deliberately abrogated or less. NES has decided we only have to apply to 1/6 the quantity of cards mandated in the April 25th, 2009 Pacifica election policy. I'd like us to discuss a solution to that.
Okay, well, I think that could fit into number 5, but if you want to make a separate item, that's
fine. Oh, would that be number 5?
Well, 5 is a report from each area on elections in terms of problem areas or things that need attention, what needs to be done.
Okay, I'll buy that, and I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay. Anything else, anybody? If not, then do I hear a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved.
Any objections?
Yep.
I just ask a question? I got dropped.
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Renee. I'm back on.
Renee
I got...
Bowser? Okay.
Yes.
We're about to approve the agenda.
Were there any changes made while I was off?
No. Did you have anything you want to change?
No, I'm just asking because I... But so it's just the way it was.
Right. There was a proposal to delete one item, but that didn't pass, so...
It's going to be as it's written here in the agenda.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So any objections to approving the agenda? Hearing
yes.
none, then the... Sean?
Yep.
Okay. Ken, do you want to vote? Call the roll on approving the agenda?
I think... Was there an objection?
Yep.
From Sean.
Okay.
Or do you want to say anything about it, Sean?
Yeah, I object to having this on there. This is something in 2012. We have so many critical issues with an election that already has big problems. Waste another moment of time on something that we're never going to deal with in 2012 is a dereliction of our duties to make sure we have fair, well-run elections in 2010. So I'm objecting that we don't remove this from the proposal. I don't care if I stand alone or not.
Well,
I object to this agenda with number 6 on it. I don't give a damn about it. But thank you.
Somebody's phone is generating a lot of static.
Now, somebody doesn't want me to be heard over the stream is what is happening, Mr. Chair, okay? So, please.
Well, if you're in a weak signal area, could you mute your phone, or if there's a background noise? I hear a lot of static.
Okay, this is a roll call for approving the agenda.
Yes,
okay. Means you approve the agenda.
Yes.
Anthony Fesk.
Yes.
Sean O'Brien.
Happy to stand alone if I have to.
Okay, Ken Aaron, abstain. Fred Klunder.
Yes.
Okay, Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Okay, Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
All right, Melinda. Oh, sorry. Campbell.
Yes.
Okay, Renee.
Yes.
Okay, Alex. Russell.
Did you say Russell? Yes. Russell, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, motion passed.
Okay, thank you. All right. So the next item is a report from the National Election Supervisor with update on progress for the 2010 elections, and we allocated 15 minutes for that. So, Renee Asteria, would you like to bring up the date?
Sure. So I'll just start with some basic stuff. So first of all, everyone knows the nomination phase has been extended, and currently there are new carts airing at all
stations. I'm as a secretary, I have to interrupt. Bill, we skipped approving the minutes.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay, the approval of the June 8th meeting minutes was an item 3 on the agenda. I'm sorry, Renee.
I apologize, Renee. I didn't...
Okay, so do you move that we approve them, Ken?
No, I'm just the secretary. Somebody else.
I move that we approve them, Russell.
Okay. Any objections to approving them or any corrections to them? Hearing none, then they're approved. Thank you. And again, if you find some later, please send them in. We can correct them later, too. Okay, Renee?
Okay, great. Now we can move on to Renee.
Sure. So just to restate, so nomination phase has been extended everywhere until July 19th. There are new parts available and airing at all stations, and we have Mumia who produced a few carts, and Lila Downs, who's a fairly renowned Latin folk. With respect to tutorial requirements, I didn't mandate 5 minutes of the 30-minute requirement for the tutorial. It's not that it's mandated. I'm saying that's a very, very basic minimum because we're meeting a lot of resistance. Where we're not meeting as much resistance is at KPFT, obviously, and I believe that they're going to complete in full their requirement. And now we have a lot of good support at WBAI. things are moving along well at WBAI and at KPFK. Also, now that we have the fund drive, which is complete, there's a strategy that I'll explain. I'll explain in a second. So things are moving along at KPFK. We're getting some trouble airing material at KPFA, despite having good tutorials available in both English and Spanish. We have two tutorials, which one is the role of the LSB, and another is the history of LSB elections, and it's a cut from an interview with George Ryder, the KPFT. Anyhow, I edited versions so that version's available for the different stations. Now, what KPFK is doing is they've taken what I'm calling a top-down approach and scheduling longer segments in the place of carts, and they're preempting 3 to 5 minutes of key programs, and they're going for the full 15-minute. It's not actually only 15 minutes that's required, it's 30 minutes. It's 15 minutes repeated twice. So that's how the resolution reads. Anyhow, they're going for 15 minutes, which is actually half of that amount. We offered this approach to KPFA with respect to taking this sort of quote-unquote top-down approach. But we've not gotten a response. Either there has been no response or the response we got has not been supportive. So we have to figure out a way to communicate. As there is no program director at KPFA, communication is really difficult. And short of just, sitting at the board and just being there every single hour, which is what it might come down to, and just having the physical CDs in hand with the tutorials ready to go and just giving them to programmers and asking them to run them, which is actually what Oriana is doing right now. She's just hanging out at the station and asking people to play because, there's no way for us to communicate at KPFA. There's no central way. We're still working on that. My question, a big question is, what if come July 19th we do not have enough listener or staff candidates and we haven't met the tutorial requirement? I would think we'd extend till, July 31st where needed. In extending, given that I really think that we need to develop, a different criteria, the criteria that was followed for the extension was, based on feedback and also a lot of logical, thought process. But, I think that it's appropriate that the PNB Election Committee as well as the PNB help to develop this criteria so we can decide come July 19th if we have an acceptable amount of candidates running and if there's an acceptable amount of tutorial airtime to allow...
Whoever's making noise, can you please mute yourself? I hear papers rustling or something.
To allow for us to move into the next phase, which is the campaign phase. So we ask, one question to ask is if we do end up extending at certain stations, how will this affect the campaign phase and the ballot phase? And that's where actually the beauty of the system, the electronic and paper ballot combo, which I'll talk about later on, but that would solve to a great extent the logistical problems with extending the nomination phase. Still keep on track with respect to getting the ballots out on time, but I'll go into that later. So another way of making sure that we can extend till July 31st is is extending the day of ballot receipt until October 15th. And I wanted to find out from everyone here I don't think you would know, but I know that all stations are planning a fall fund drive, and I know KPFA in particular, their fund drive is September 10th to 20th, and they have stated that they cannot, absolutely not, air any election parts at all whatsoever. I mean, I do not think that's acceptable, and we're going to push our hardest to make sure that that doesn't happen and that we have, you know, election carts running. If we have a September 30th ballot, you know, final ballot receipt day, you know, final, then it's going to be really hard to have a final push of carts, you know, making sure people, you know, okay, you know, it's countdown, you need to return your ballot in, have you gotten your ballot in the mail, et cetera, if that's a real key period, September 10th to 20th. So by extending to October 15th, we not only allow for we not only allow the flexibility for us to extend the nomination phase a further a week and a half if we need to, but we also will provide more flexibility around the fall fund drive. So anyhow, I wanted to bring that up. And let's see, So, but another thing I'll touch upon later on with respect to the proposal, the electronic ballot plus paper ballot proposal, is that I just want to say that it's a proposal, and the model itself would be ready for review and testing in time to convert back to a full, you know, paper method. So what I'm saying is, you know, this is a proposal, and it stays a proposal until we have a functioning method, you know, where that everybody has tested, and that is also another reason to extend the election by 2 weeks, pretty much immediately, in order to allow this, you know, this flexibility for if we extend the nomination phase, if we need to extend the nomination phase until July 31st. Then it's going to be already it's pretty much impossible to get the mailing out on time if it is all traditional paper ballot. So allow for an additional, and, you know, it provides a little more, you know, time. So if we need
Excuse me, somebody needs to mute. I hear some sort of alarm in the background. Could you please mute your phone if you hear that? Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Brittany.
If we send the ballots out, say, you know, August 23rd, you know, there still will be enough time for people to get them back to us. So that's all I have to report, except everybody's, you know, we have some candidates at each of the stations, and everybody is posting, you know, completing the candidate profiles. And that's it.
Okay. Well, we have a little more time left on this. Would somebody like to keep time? And we didn't establish a time interval, but how about a minute and a half per question?
Russell to the stack.
And Anthony.
Would somebody like to be a timekeeper?
Ken to the stack.
Sean to the stack.
Okay. Somebody, I need a timekeeper, please, somebody.
Well, Fred, this is his first meeting. Maybe he'd like to keep time.
What is that, Fred? Or who was that suggested it? Ken?
Yeah. I volunteer Fred Klunder.
I'd rather people volunteer themselves, but... Anybody have a watch or a clock? A computer with a clock? Well, I'll try to do it. I can't always keep track of this, but does 90 seconds sound okay for everybody?
Yeah, for time.
Maximum, briefer if possible. Okay. I have Russell, Anthony, Ken, Sean. Anybody else want to be on the stack? For now?
Campbell.
Okay, Campbell, all right. Okay, go ahead, Russell.
Okay. Hi, Renee. Thank you so much for all the hard work you're doing. I know you're working real hard, and I think you're doing a great job. I just want to ask a quick question. When you send out the ballots and materials, are you going to send it bulk rate or first-class mail?
Bulk rate.
Bulk rate, okay.
Yeah, 17 cents versus 44.
So, so and how long is that going to take to get where it's going?
Well, it varies, but we sent last year when we sent... When we did the mailing, it was also just standard nonprofit rate, and everybody, you know, pretty much got their ballot within a week. So it shouldn't. If we're able to send out August 16th, everybody should have their ballot in hand by September 1st, no later. So leaving, you know, two weeks for it to get there, and I think that it's much it'll get there in a week.
Okay, very good. Oh, great.
Okay, Anthony?
Hi, Renee. I totally support you in saying that, it's unacceptable that FunDrive should black out election announcements. That can't be allowed to stand. My question is, are you tracking every time a card is played, or is there some more... a different way of following how well or how poorly the station is doing in promoting the election?
Well, I mean, it's basically just the log output. So that's all we have to go by, really. And as we know, there is very little tutorial airing. You know, it's hard. You know, it's. I think that there might be a little bit more coverage than just the carts that we have on the air, but not much. So we do have a system in place for programmers to document when they cover election material. We have, you know, that log that's posted in the boardroom as well as outside, right outside of the boardroom that has program by program and has fields for people to write down immediately once they've covered something. But I don't think, again, it's a question of communication. It's very hard to communicate with everybody. So, you know, although it's right there, very visible, you know, people, you know, will not use it if they don't know that they have to use it or that it's there for them to use. Besides that log, and then the physical, just having programmers report to the LES, that's all we have. So.
Now, when you say log, do you mean this separate log, especially for election materials, or the log that that has to be kept by the board?
Well, there's the traffic log that is scheduled ahead of time, right? And then there's the actual log, which marks down what actually aired.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, it's all fine and dandy to look at scheduled, but it's the best thing is to look at what has already aired. So that because oftentimes, you know, someone might forget to press play, or for some reason there's a technical difficulty, and so the real, the real log is that log output, I guess you would call it, and it's printed out every day.
Okay. And that okay, and you're referring to that. So.
Right.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Can we go on to next? Okay, because we're a little run out of time.
Oh.
Okay. Then.
May I get on the stack?
Is that Renee?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Ken.
Okay, Renee, I have a bunch of things, but I'm just going to limit myself to two because I don't want to hog all the time. I believe that the specific the PNB election policy provides for the NES to use disciplinary procedures to compel the stations, the general managers and the program directors, to play the cards. So you made a statement, that's all we have. You sounded like all you could do was approach them and beg or ask politely for them to do it. I think you have a stick you could use that you could be using. You're not bound to just accept non-performance from the stations. You could comply, compel them to comply.
Right, right. No, no, no. I mean, and that's the point at which I'm at right now, because, you know, we've tried a lot of different strategies, and sadly, that's the point at which I am now, and I don't want to preempt, but it looks like we're dealing with that situation where we have to force election material on the air. Now, it's very tricky here at KPFA because we don't have a program director. You know, we don't have, we don't have we have an interim general manager. So we don't have any real department heads. I mean, we have department heads, but it's very divided. It's very complex. It's not like at KPFK where, you know, you have a program director and then you have the assistant general manager there, and they're both on board and they both know what needs to be done and are doing it. You know, just it's not the same dynamic. So I hear what you're saying, and I know that we have that power, but that's obviously not, you know, that's the last case, and you know, that's our last sort of, you know, you don't want to have to do that unless you're absolutely forced to, you know. So, and I'm just, that's why I brought it up tonight, because we have come to that point. I feel that we have come to that point at KPFA.
Okay.
And, yeah.
All right, so you're aware of that. That's fine. I mean, I think you could be using that to get more than 1/6 compliance, or to demand that they report to you what educational stuff they're doing. But you did answer that question. My other question is, you extended the nomination deadline to the 19th. The purpose of the cart and extending the deadline is to get new people to become candidates. Why didn't, or as I understand it, we have not extended membership to the 19th. So if somebody is not a member, they can no longer become a candidate. I feel, if the intention is to get new candidates, we should extend the membership qualification to the same date as the nomination period. So if somebody's listening and they say, I'll be a member and then I can run.
Yeah, let me answer that. One of the main reasons for not extending the membership is logistical. We won't have a good election if we don't have accurate membership. And so if you're looking at it from that standpoint, you know, it's pretty much impossible to vet all those lists, make sure that we do all the cross checks that we need to have the most accurate list possible. If we are to extend the membership list requirement till a later date, and last year when that was extended together, we had problems with the membership list, WBAI is a very, very good example of that. Now, I don't want to be rushed about creating those lists. I really, really, really don't. I don't think it's a good idea. That is what will put this election in the hole if we don't have proper lists. So that's why I didn't extend that date. Now, but there is an alternative, you know, because I think what you're bringing up and what everybody wants is we want new people running, right? And
yes.
what we discussed was that we could make just an exception for people who want to become candidates. They can renew their membership. They can either get a membership or renew their membership only if they want to run. That, you know, and we've, you know, I can bring that now. I mean, that's something we've been discussing with the election committee. I didn't think that people would be open to doing that. So, but that is something that, you know, we can make that decision. We can make that exception. But
okay, so I mean, anybody can get a membership any day of the week. But you're saying you don't want to put them in the balloting unless they have decided they want to be a candidate, and then we'll make an exception.
Yeah, well, I'm saying that's an alternative. That's an alternative.
Okay, thank you.
But the thing is, I mean, before we decide to do that, I think we need to look at if there are any legal ramifications, like if that could, because I honestly don't know. You know, I haven't done my research. I haven't really, you know, I mean, I think we would need to consult with somebody on, you know, if that would cause problems.
What about the bylaws?
Okay, let me, I'll tell you, there's some other people in the stack, and we're...
The bylaws don't say anything, that's the problem. There is no, you know, so that's the issue we're dealing with here, is that there's a lack of detail with respect to when we need to extend, how do we do it, and how can we extend, and, you know, so that's the situation we're in.
Okay, we're over time, and do I hear a motion to extend time? Because there's four.
So moved, 15 minutes.
15 minutes, any objections to extending 15 more minutes? Okay, hopefully it won't take that long, but okay, Sean, you're next.
Yeah, first of all, I want to associate myself with all of Ken Aaron's remarks. I feel that if you extend the deadlines without extending membership, you let people know that it is an insider's game, and without the extension of membership, it vitiates the whole reason for extending the deadline. Also, when we do this, we lose money, which is never a good thing at Pacifica. So my one question here, or exactly, I've got two actually, but my first question is, I'm a little concerned about these tutorials with Mr. Abu Jamal and Ms. Downs. I think that I have already heard, in fact, the argument that these celebrities, quote unquote, or what, activists, whatever you want to call them, could prejudice our election, you know, in a variety of ways. And I want you all to remember last year when there was a suggestion from certain elements that we send out a flashlight to all the voters that actually had voted. There was such an uproar by certain other factions that the idea was scuttled because the person sending out the flashlight and a disc from Noam Chomsky, they insisted, the faction that was concerned, insisted that this would be prejudicial. I am now raising that argument with celebrities or activists doing our announcements, and I don't understand why we just didn't have our local LESs do the announcements. And I'll give you a chance to answer that, and then I have just one more quick question.
Well, there are actually just generic, as well as there are two different versions of each. I'm just talking about the nomination little short 1 minute long cards. There, I've made available ones that have, you know, a name on it, you know, that's recognized by people that might capture more attention. That's the point. It's to engage more people. Now, of course, you know, those people are going to speak louder to certain people. I mean, there are people that don't identify with them, and of course, that's going to be the case. But you know, I did go out of my way to get as many voices as possible. They were receptive to it. Doesn't mean, you know, if we don't want to use, like, if a station, you know, it's not like I'm saying you have to use these. There's also the option just to use an anonymous voice or the LES or my voice, because those are also there. It's not like it's use this, you have to use this. You know, it's and people actually are very happy with it. I've gotten a lot of real positive response because they you know, well, at least the people who have given me their response, you know, they're very happy to have these individuals' voices.
Agreed. Certain factions would be very happy to have those certain people up there. There's no doubt about that.
But I'm not talking about factions.
I'm talking about factions. Thank you very much. Can we move to my next question as the time is running? I received an email.
Can I finish? So I just want to reiterate that it's, you know, there are generic versions of those same carts.
And I would suggest that you start using them all before we get ourselves into legal trouble, and we will get ourselves into legal trouble just like we're going to get ourselves into legal trouble over extending deadlines, but not membership. I guarantee you that this kind of treatment will be considered discriminatory by certain people. Now, next, I just received an email from some concerned people who say here, I've been following up with certain candidates. She sent me her candidate statement last night and copied me. I told her she should submit the whole package together, and I know she still needs signatures. So I asked her to email the LAS about when there would be a signature signing party. Here's the answer that we got from the LAS. A signature signing event is scheduled for Sunday at KPFK, 10:30 to 12:30. The person then goes on to add this one sentence. I checked the KPFK election website page, and there is no mention of any signature event that I could find. Okay? And they asked me to bring this up with the election committee this evening. If we are holding signature gathering parties that are not being announced, they are going to be very useless, and they are going to limit the number of candidates involved with this. This is a great concern at KPFK, and why do we have an LES who is announcing signature events but not putting them up on the website? Thank you.
I think he just hasn't told me yet, that's all. It was probably scheduled today. Because he didn't tell me. I'm very glad that, you know, he's organized that.
It's not organized though yet, Renee. It's not organized because nobody knows about it because it's not up on the website. Before he announces it, he should put it up.
Sean, there is lag time. There is a lag time when you organize an event. You know, it's like you schedule an event and you schedule it that day, and it takes a day to post it everywhere.
There is another way to go about this. First you post it, then you announce it. That's the way good organizers do it.
Somebody specifically asked him, he's not going to retain that information. I mean, if somebody asked him, is there going to be a signature, then he says, oh, yes, there is. It's scheduled for this time, and it just hasn't been posted on the website.
Well, he should have put it up on the website and then announced it. That is the way
you
do things properly.
Are we sure? Can we go on? Does it seem you're repeating things?
Postings on the website, so he would have needed to give it to me, and he hasn't given it to
me.
Yes,
I've got to learn your posting. Thank you very much.
Okay, Campbell, does that...
I'm just saying that it's probably just a lag time in communication, a few hours, perhaps, because I'm sitting at a desk with a... Who knows? He could have sent it to me, like, right now. But I'm not sitting in front of a computer right now. So.
Well, thank you. There's a rationalization for everything that goes wrong here. I appreciate that.
Let's go on to the next person. Campbell, you're next.
Thank you very much, Renee. I wanted to thank you very much for adding the Pacifica mission statement to the website so that the people could have it in their packages when they submitted them. My only question, the only question in regard to that is that, as I recall, 2 years ago, we had to sign some sort of statement indicating that we would adhere to and seek to advance the Pacifica mission statement. I imagine it's sort of like the Constitution that, someone who's going to become president has to indicate that they'll support and defend. But I don't have the specific wording handy. Just something to look into. Now, I am concerned about the extension not applying to membership as well, because it seems to me as though, in my experience, when someone is inclined to become a candidate, there are probably two other people in the room who may say, well, I'll vote for you, but they're, you know, they aren't then current, and it would be a nice idea, I think, that, you know, we would provide the extension for them as well. And the information, I can't imagine how much more difficult it would be to say, okay, we're cutting off the memberships at said time on said date, as well as for the others. I mean, that just seems to me to be something that's entirely reasonable and able to accomplish, and I would hope that you would look at it a little bit more closely. The question I have also, how many candidates did you have at WPFW?
Well, now, right now at WPFW, there are 3 staff and 7 listener, I believe.
3 staff and 7 listener. Okay.
Yeah.
And
so we're a little low, but with respect to just touching on what you brought up, the membership, I mean, I just want to emphasize the reason behind this is not to,
disenfranchise.
Yeah, it's not to disenfranchise. It's to avoid making mistakes like we did last year. We need to get as accurate of a list as possible. And if we extend, then we need to extend everything. Everything. And the thing is, we're working on a budget here, and we're working on a time frame. And you know, us, all the election supervisors, we're here on a contract which ends. And, you know, it's in trying to work out the best case, you know, the best case scenario, you know, I really wish that it wasn't so complicated to get these lists together. That's not our fault. You know, so, you know, there's only so much that we can do to remedy this. I mean, I'll consider it. You know, everybody's pushing for this so much that, I mean, I will sit down and consider it, especially in light of, you know, this proposal, this new proposal that I'm bringing to you all, which would perhaps allow us, you know, to extend the membership. But I don't even want to say that, because right now, the reality that I'm looking at right now, it would just introduce a lot of it's going to be really hard for us to have enough time to have accurate lists. I'm going to sit on it. I'm going to sit on it and review it.
Okay. Renee, also, I was going to say that
you were kind of long with your first question, Campbell. Can you be really brief?
I'll be very brief.
Point of information.
Hold on a second. What was that, Sean? Your point of information?
Point of information. Isn't it true that without accurate lists, the elections would be a sham? Thank you. I am asking you a direct question, sir. I am asking you for a point of information, and I do not like the interruptions of people when I am asking a legitimate question of this election committee. And again,
Sean, let me just answer your question. Yes.
Please.
Okay. Does that help?
Say it again.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Campbell, go ahead.
Thank you. I know a number of people, and I've talked with at least 10 people who had applied within the last 2 weeks last year and never got anything. They never got a thank you note. They never got a ballot or anything like that. So, you know, last year was not without flaws, and I think that the challenge is in regards to maybe the staff following through on what their responsibility is, and I would urge you to, you know, have the LESs work closely with them. My last question is this: will there be a signature signing party at WPFW?
You mean another one? I mean, if there's a need, I'm sure that Stacy will organize it. If you see a need, and you know candidates who need a seat, because she's organized, I believe, three of them. So,
well, I've only known of one. That was on June 30th. But
then four of them. She's had a couple of them off-site at two different libraries. It was a combination of a signature signing as well as just outreach event. But I think that would be a question to bring up with her. If you think that there's a need, you should call her or write to her. And given that there is a need, obviously, WPFW needs more candidates. So
right.
I think she would be open for sure to doing that.
Okay, terrific. Thank you very much. I certainly appreciate it, and I think that you've got a challenging job, and I think that your attitude towards the whole thing is very positive.
Hey, Ken, we're back on the stack.
Yeah, we have Renee Bowser, and then I put myself on the stack too. Renee, go ahead.
Thank you. I have a quick question and a comment. The question is, do you periodically check the logs to see how often the announcements are being made?
For WPFW?
Correct.
Yeah, well, I have been, Stacy has been working really closely with Bob, and from what they've scheduled, it has been 12 cars per day at WPFW, which is higher than any other station right now. Now with respect to actually, the thing is, I'm not physically there, so I Stacy is the one in charge of doing those checks, but. We, as an election team, meet every week and discuss progress at each station with regard to airtime and monitoring airtime, and if we have problems getting airtime, how to resolve those. But right now, I know at WPFW, since this extension, I know right now we have at least one in rotation and probably in fairly quote-unquote heavy rotation, and they're making new ones. The thing about WPFW, I don't have as much materials. I didn't make any, for example, Spanish-speaking material for WPFW because there isn't any Spanish-speaking programming.
Oh, yes, there is.
There is?
Yes. We have Latino Collective that is on... at least one night of the week.
On Wednesday evening,
I didn't know
say
that.
Certain things in Spanish, although it's mainly English, but they do say certain things in Spanish. But I didn't get an answer to my question. I guess what I'm trying to find out is that if they're supposed to be running, let's say, five times a day, how do we know, who checks?
Well, be the logs. It's the logs, and that's Stacy's job.
So she's checking the logs every day or every other day to see that they have been. That's what I'm trying to figure out. How is that?
Right.
How do we know that?
Well, those logs are available every day, Stacy has been very, present at the station. I know at least during business hours. And has been working with Bob, so I'll find out. I'm not sure if she checks them every single day, but I know that she checks frequently because she's given me the numbers. So,
I'm just trying to figure out how is it done.
So there is Latino programming, but it's mostly in English.
It's mostly in English, although they do. Sometimes in explaining things, they do say it in Spanish. I've heard it in Spanish, but it's primarily an English program.
Okay, so do you think there's a need for cards that are specifically in Spanish?
Well, I think there could be one that plays during that program where we know there is some Spanish.
Okay. Yeah, no, just because...
And they can determine whether they want to play that.
Right. Bob or Stacy, they didn't indicate a need to me. So, but I'll make it anyway. I mean, I'll make something.
It's anyway. Mainly English.
Mainly English. Okay. All right. Well, that's
but a number.
My question. I'm sorry. I'm still in my question. I have a comment. I think that it would be very dangerous to just extend someone's ability to come become a member if they're running, because that member who we've if we extend someone because they're running, they get a vote on everybody, whereas someone who could have joined at the same time is not allowed to be a member. And I think we really have to get an opinion on that, because I think that is there's no basis to carve out that special membership.
Thank you, Ms. Bowser.
So if we're going to extend, we can extend the membership for everybody. I'm not against that, but I would be against extending the membership because someone says they're going to run, because they get to vote for everybody.
Right,
and that
right.
means someone else who could have ponied up their $35 because they choose not to run, but they wanted to be a member so they could vote for
right.
someone they thought might be good. I just can't see that flying.
Yeah.
Bylaws wise.
Yeah. No. I appreciate that. And then if you think about if they were to just drop out, they'd still have a vote. You know?
I know, and that's even more. I mean.
Right. Yeah. So see, that's why. I mean, it was something that we were thinking about that. Could be, but it doesn't look like it's feasible.
Yeah, I just say get a general counsel's opinion on that, a detailed
right.
opinion, because it has a lot of that's
right,
fraught
right.
with a lot of problems. I see. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. This is Bill, and I put myself in the stack, and then we'll get to you again if we have time. Okay. It's taking a while. I'll try to be brief. I did check on the. This came up in the PNB meeting Friday. And I was initially incorrect, but the deadline for membership, according to the bylaws, Article 3, Section 10, is, I believe it's
45 to 60,
ballots
yeah.
being mailed. I hadn't forgotten about. And so just check on that. I think it's 45
to
60.
Bill, you're breaking up a little bit, buddy, so just be careful with your
okay.
phone, because I'm losing you.
It's 45 to 60, so I set it at 45, so theoretically we have, if we were to extend, then we would basically have to move everything forward.
Okay. I just want to remind everybody, the reason we passed the bylaws amendment about changing the election dates 2-3 years ago was to keep from running into the fall fund drives and the November public election, so just be aware that there could be other problems. The other thing I was just going to say, though, is that I agree with what Ken was saying earlier. One of the things that really made a difference in the last election was the policy that mandated more carts being played in tutorials, and even though a lot of us thought maybe that was kind of excessive, it did seem to make a difference. And just this year at KPFT, we had a lot of carts being played and a lot of tutorials, and it made a difference. We had a lot of candidates. So if you're the fact that you had to extend the candidate filing deadline and other things makes me think you probably should talk to Arlene and the station managers and make sure they understand, especially the station managers with all the interims,
right.
that election policy, and that it is important, even though I know they've got their minds on other things.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Again, fast, real fast.
Bill, it's Arlene. Can I just give one comment in relation to that?
Okay, Arlene, yeah.
I'm in the process of following up with the staff at every station, particularly the station managers. I started on it today. Unfortunately, I was in the air and got delayed quite a bit today, so it'll be finished tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Okay
Ken, and this is the second time. The second time for
Bill,
try to be brief, please, Ken.
Okay. If we get new members, even if we solicit them and say, participate in the election, we're extending the membership so that you can vote and or run, join now. It's $25 a piece.
And I'm sure there will be more people getting the memberships than actually going through the full nomination process. So, yes, there may be a burden of extra work. I think the $25 should cover any additional administrative costs. And anything we can do to increase our listenership is of primary importance, much greater significance than an inconvenience of dealing with the complication of new members close to the election. It's $25 a person. We should be able to use those funds to facilitate them getting into the membership and getting into the election.
I guess my point is being missed. It's not about inconvenience. It's about just if let's say we extend until the 31st. Okay, everybody nationwide 31st. Now, if we go by the bylaws, unless we just disregard them, it means that the date for ballots to go out would need to be 45 days later, right? Correct? 45 days later than the date record, which would be September 15th. So that puts us to a November 1st return date when that's actually when the contracts of the local election supervisors officially end. And unless we're going to pay everybody more to stay on for an additional month, we're talking $9,000 in salaries. It's complex. And so now logistically, if we, extend the membership, we're talking vetting a list of 80,000 people. That's a lot of data to process and to make sure it's as accurate as possible. It's not a piece of cake, and it comes from 10 different sources, because you have the staff list and the listener list for 5 different stations, and it's really very, very complicated. And then within the listener list, you also have volunteers. So it's not just MEMSIS, it's MEMSIS plus all the volunteers, and making sure that those lists are accurate. It's not a process that can be done overnight. It definitely, takes a couple of weeks. So to do it well. So I'm just saying that it's not that it's a complication. It is a complication, but it's not that it's just a sort of a side nuisance making more work. It's just it's almost impossible to get things out in a timely fashion, unless, of course, everybody is open to, adding an additional X amount of money to paying people to do this job. In trying to work with the best scenario here, that's why that wasn't extended. I still think it's pretty impossible, right? Given the plan we have right now, it's really, really hard to extend that date also. Now, with respect to, recruiting candidates, I really don't understand why everything is pushed to this one little month when, these elections have been going on for 10 years. And everybody should know that elections are coming around, and
the listeners don't know.
Outreach for new candidates, should be a continual process, a word of mouth thing, throughout the year, so that all this weight isn't, this weight and blame isn't put on, us simple election supervisors who come in just to put a mechanism in place to help propel already something that builds momentum over time. So I just want to bring that up too, that the situation we are with respect to having candidates, that's a collective responsibility, and if we don't have the people now, it's not something that we can just simply fix by putting by extending membership for 2-3 weeks And by extending the nomination for 2-3 weeks, it's just not, it's not a fix that can happen in that quick of time. It's something that needs a year of outreach, you know. So, you know, that's something to think about.